You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Man, you're rocking with your boys at Dead End Hip Hop. It's your boy FIFO and Ken. If you didn't know, now you know. We're doing 365 reviews. So that means all of 2021, you're going to get an audio review from me and Ken. If you would like to support me and Ken, make sure that you drop something at our Cash App. That's $DeadEndHipHop. Also, if you don't have Cash App, you can do it via PayPal, deadinhiphop@gmail.com. Make sure that you hashtag DE365 so that way we know it's for me and Ken.
Dead in Hip Hop, audio review. Lil TJ, destined to win. He's from New York.
Yeah.
He's from New York.
He is.
I don't know if it, you know, it comes off like that. Yeah, man. I'm gonna leave it there. And the reason why I'm gonna leave it there is you can go watch the Breakfast Club interview and go research Lil TJ if you are interested. It was a very interesting interview. Mm. I watched the majority of it. And I stepped away like, you know what, man? There's an even newer generation of folk that I'm not even aware of yet.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it made me realize that, you know, my ship has sailed and I've taken all of the artists that I love with me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And we going wherever the hell we going. But, you know, these new dudes popping up, man. It's like we gotta try to stay in tune so that way, you know, we're not just blindsided, mm-hmm. you know, completely. But Lil TJ, man. Lil TJ. It's okay. He had moments on here that I really liked, but a lot of it is not like for me, right? Like, I'll give you an example. Number 17, Life Changed. Like, he's like, I'm not riding around in the car listening to that, bro. I'm not pulling up to a red light with a little nigga talking about, and people looking at me like, bruh, no. But he does have hard songs that I do like.
Mm.
Like Run It Up with Offset and Moneybagg.
Yes, sir.
That shit is hard.
Yep.
I like that. So you see, it's like I feel like a lot of these young dudes, they make some music that I could fuck with because hip hop is hip hop. But I don't like some of the shit that makes them a young nigga.
Mm.
And that's kind of like where I'm drawing the line. Like, he's not trash, in my opinion. But it's like a lot of what he's talking about rapping about is just not for me, Ken. I'm starting to age, bro.
It was the he's not trash part that got me. And I had to think about that for a minute. But I'm not ready to go there yet.
Mm.
So I'm gonna show the man some respect. So I'm gonna lean towards I'll say this. I do not like this album. Mm-hmm. I do think there may be a bit of a disconnect with what he does and what I like and what I'm able to understand. Mm-hmm. You know, and I say that last part for those listening, mainly because, you know, there are artists and things that, you know, I don't particularly get or am interested in, but the appeal, the connection that it has to people I get. Rod Wave was a guy that we've talked about before. And, you know, I think with him, guys like Lil TJ and others, is mm-hmm. I think it's just part of this trend.
You know what it is, right?
What's that?
Who's the biggest artist out there in hip hop?
Drake.
These are all Drake babies. These are all fucking Drake babies.
This is a Drake baby with that
so
high pitch?
So is Rod Wave, bro.
Rod Wave, I see the connection.
TJ too.
Interesting.
He is a Drake baby. And I think that a lot of the new guys, this melodic shit that they're doing, they're singing that they can't really sing, but they're singing and creating melodies and shit. They're Drake babies, man. And just think about it. Like, Drake is the biggest, arguably the most influential hip-hop artist out right now. He's influencing the kids. And he's influenced the generation before that are now just old enough to take their careers in their own hands to actually do something with it.
Well, it seems to be working. And I think the thing, like, okay, so I'll say this. Like, I think if his voice was different, which I don't know if he can control that or not.
Well, he is young as hell, too. Like, I don't
know. How old?
Hold on. Let me see how old he is.
Because I think what he's saying, there are some good things that he's saying on here, that I thought, you know, were cool. Like, destined to win, born to be great. Like, those positive affirmations.
He's 19.
Yeah, he should have a man voice now. But, those positive affirmation things that he does. I think, you know, in terms of production and sound, at times it was very, very samey, not a lot of diversity, especially when you don't have a lot of diversity with the artist in terms of how he sounds or what he does with, you know, his sound. Then it makes it a really, really long listen. But there are joints on here. Like, we actually did the Lil TJ, we did the Headshot song, as a single. Move, I thought was good. I like Move. I don't know who the hell Sawadi is. I've seen her name.
Sweetie.
That's I've seen her around
dating
before.
Quavo with all of the stuff that's happening.
Yeah, I thought that I could see that doing something. I thought that was cool. We already talked about Run It Up. Yeah, that was nice. I think No Cap was good. I think that's the one. Yeah, No Cap. Wait, is that it? Is it? Well, the beat's different. I think I like the beat.
I like Nuff Said. Nuff Said was cool.
Well, did I like Part of the Plan?
But yeah, man, you know, like, Ken, it's just it's one of those things, man, where, you know, I'm almost double his age. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to be 37. You know what I'm saying? So it's just that, I don't know. It's just, there's an age disconnect to a degree. But yeah, man, like, look, you're not going to budge at all.
No, life changed. What? Like, huh? That's song. It's just that song. Yeah, is just, oh my God. What? What? And it was somebody else that rapped like that. That I'm like, what is going on? So I don't know. But you know, I'm happy for him. You know, I think he does. You know, he. It's just the music just not there for me. I don't know if I like him.
Yeah.
So I have to go back and listen to some of the other stuff because I was looking at the bio on Apple Music and they've said this is actually an improvement.
I didn't want to sound disrespectful in the laugh. It is what it is. Ken, do you have any favorite joints on that joint, man?
You know what? There are some. You know, if I can identify a few tracks on here that I was okay with listening to. Move was one. I'm gonna say Headshot. Run It Up, of course. And No Cap.
Yeah, for me, give me Headshot. Give me Run It Up. Yeah. You know, I'll take those two.
Cool.
Yeah. Look, man, Lil TJ. Let us know if you want us to continue to review younger artists such as him. You hit us up, blow us up, social medias, blow up the rest of the members as well, BZ, Mike, and Modest. Go blow them up too, man. Again, thank you guys for all of the support. We're doing like 1,000 a day, which is crazy to me. No marketing, no promo, just off the strength, so we know who the real ones are. If you want to continue to support us monetarily, do so through Cash App or PayPal. But I promise we'll come back to you tomorrow with another review, man. We out. Peace.
Peace.